Angophora, Yasmin Smith. 23 branches of varying lengths with no leaves are arranged vertically with equal spacing at different twists and bends facing left and right. Some arm's length, their thicknesses ranging from that of a 50-cent coin to the width of a wrist, their curving limbs turned towards each other, intermittently framed by the even white wall behind them. They are cast surfaces of wood, almost like a shallow tide has washed them ashore, evenly. Warm yellow and cream-flecked, tan and light brown-skinned, their knuckles rippled with wrinkles at their bends. The branches are cast in stoneware clay from an angophora, a eucalyptus tree, collected from the headland's Burraji, Bradley's head. Their skin is made from burning the wood and sediment to make an ash glaze, a surface that archives through color and texture the chemicals that the plant has absorbed over its life, making visible the impact of human intervention through farming, mining, and industry. It is a detail of an artwork titled Angophora by the artist Yasmin Smith. In the gallery, 56 branches are arranged in two circular shapes overlapping each other, like an echo, a Venn diagram, across the 7-meter peaked gallery wall.